A man wanted in the shooting death of a Christian County deputy was shot and killed by lawmen. According to reports, Richard Byrd shot and killed a second deputy from Christian County and then wounded another deputy from Webster County. The shooting of Byrd happened close to the roundabout on Highway 160 near Reed's Spring. Byrd allegedly ran into a wooded area, and after hours of searching, a Highway Patrol helicopter noticed a moving heat signature. As deputies moved in, Byrd started shooting, and deputies returned fire. The initial shooting began south of Highlandville at around 4 o'clock Monday during a traffic stop on Highway 160 at Route HH. Christian County Deputy Gabriel Ramirez was killed in the first shooting. He was 30 years old. The second deputy killed and the two others wounded have not been identified. An inmate in Lawrence County who was charged with 15 counts of possessing, distributing, viewing a matter depicting child sex has been transferred to Lonoke County, where he faces additional charges. Sean Michael Yellick of Hoxie was arrested and held on $100,000 bond. Yellick was transferred from Lawrence County to Lonoke County, where he was scheduled to face 50 additional charges of distributing, possessing, or viewing a matter depicting child sex in Lonoke County, Arkansas. A man from Texas County has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Wayne Beck was sentenced on a charge of unlawful use of a weapon. Beck also received a one-year sentence for misdemeanor domestic assault. Beck is accused of striking a teenager with a pistol before firing a shot that struck the teen in the arm and torso. An Ozark, Missouri man was sentenced on Monday in Douglas County. 24-year-old Taylor Dinkla was sentenced to 4 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections for second-degree domestic assault. Dinkla, who was initially charged with a misdemeanor abuse of an elderly, disabled, or vulnerable person, but that charge was dropped under the plea agreement. A man from Eminence was arrested this weekend on drug charges. Lynn Eugene Bolin was stopped by police on Highway 63 in Howe County after a deputy observed that he had only one headlight. Bolin allegedly consented to a search of the truck. Deputies located a cigarette pack containing a small bag of white crystalline shards. After Bolin was taken into custody, a search of his person reportedly uncovered an orange container holding one hydrocodone tablet and three other pills, along with a metal tube containing white powder. Both the crystalline substance and the white powder tested positive for meth. Bolin is charged with three counts possession of a controlled substance and failure to display lighted lamps and failure to register a motor vehicle. Two St. Louis men were arrested in Randolph County last night. 24-year-old Darren Davis and 47-year-old Wenzel Davis are both charged with possession with the purpose to deliver a Schedule 6 controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both are being held in the Randolph County Detention Center. A woman from Oxford, Arkansas was arrested in Izard County last week. 34-year-old Sarah Nicole Ostrich was arrested and has been charged with first-degree criminal mischief, aggravated assault, and harassment. She's being held in Izard County, bond set at $10,000. A man from West Plains was injured in an accident south of West Plains Monday morning. The Highway Patrol reports the 29-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he swerved and hit a deer, then ran off the road and overturned the car he was driving. The accident happened on Highway JJ, 4 miles south of West Plains. The Oregon County Sheriff's Department's weekly activity report, Sharp County Sheriff's Office weekly arrest report, and Izard County Sheriff's Office weekly incarceration report are all available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A Missouri lottery player in Howe County won $55,000 Show Me Cash prize in the February 4th drawing. The winning ticket was purchased at Walmart on Preacher Row in West Plains. "I couldn't stop laughing," the winner said. "I couldn't believe it. I still don't even feel like it's real, to be honest." The winning numbers on February 4th were 9, 15, 26, 36, and 37. Show Me Cash drawing are held daily at 9:59 p.m. with jackpots starting at $50,000 and continue to grow until they are won. Tonight's estimated jackpot is $73,000. In fiscal year 2025, players in Howe County won more than $7.7 million in Missouri lottery prizes. Retailers received more than $645,000 in commissions and bonuses, and more than $459,000 in lottery proceeds went to education programs in the county.